sumptimus domine peramenti capiamus, et de muneri temporali fiat nobis remedium sempiternum. Corpus tuum domine, quod sumpsi et sanguinis quam potavi adheria visceribus meus, et presta ut in me non remaniat seclerum macula, quam pura et sancta refecerunt sacramenta, qui vivus et regnas in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Please turn to the proper of today's Mass for the communion verse. Dominus vobiscum, ecum spiritu tuo, oremus. And for the post-communion verse. Dominus vobiscum, ecum spiritu tuo. Benedicamus Domino Deo gratias. Placit tibi, Sancta Trinitas, obsequium servitutus mei et presta, ut sacrificium colloculus tui majestatis indignus obdulit, tibi sed acceptabili mihique et omnibus, pro quibus illit obduli sit te miserante propitiabili, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, ecum spiritu tuo. Initium Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem, Gloria tibi Domine. In principi erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat verbum. Hoc erat in principi apud Deum. Omnia prepsum factus sunt, sine ipso factum est nico quod factum est. In ipso vita erat, et vita erat lux hominum. Et lux in tenebris lucet, et tenebrae eam non comprehenderent. Fuit homo missus ideo, cui nomen erat Ioannes. Hic venit in testimonium, ut testimonium periberi de lumine, ut omnes crederent per illum. Non erat illi lux, sed ut testimonium periberi de lumine. Erat lux vera, quae illuminat omnem hominem vendientem in hoc mundum. E mundo erat, e mundus pripsum factus est, e mundus eam non cognovit. Impropria venit, et sui eam non reciperent. Quod quodatum reciperent eam, dede edis potestatem filius Dei viri, hisque credit in nomine eius. Qui non ex sanguinibus, neque ex voluntate carnis, neque ex voluntate viri, sed ex Deo nati sunt. Et verbum caro factum est, et habitavit in nobis, et vidimus gloriam eius, gloriam quasi unigenite a Patri, plenum gratiae et veritatis. Deo gratias. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, Espes Nostra, Salve. A te clamamus, excellus Filii Eve. A te suspiriamus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, Advocata Nostra, illos tuos misericordus oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, o pia, o dulcis Virgo Maria, ora pro nobis, Sancta Dei Genitrix, ut digni officiamur permissionibus Christi, oremus. Deus, refugium nostrum et virtus, populum ad te clamantem propitius respice, et intercedenti gloriosa et immaculata Virgine Dei Genitrice Maria, cum Beato Joseph, eius sponso, hoc beatus apostolus tuus Petro et Paulo, et omnibus sanctus, quas pro conversione peccatorum, pro libertate et exaltatione sancte matris ecclesiae, precius e fundimus misericors et benignus exaudi, per eundem Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Sancte Michael Arcangele, defendi nos in prelio, contra nequitiam et insidias diaboli esto presidium. Imperet ili Deus supplices de precamur, tuque princes militiae celestis, santanam aliosque spiritus malignos, qui ad peditionem animarum vagantur in mundo, divina virtute in infernum detrude. Amen. Cor Jesu, sacratissimum, miserere nobis. Cor Jesu, sacratissimum, miserere nobis. Cor Jesu, sacratissimum, miserere nobis. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. You may please fast forward the tape to begin with another Mass on side A at this time, or else remain listening to review some of the rubrics about the Mass. When the priest comes out of the sacristy and comes to the altar and sets up the chalice, all should stand. When the priest comes down from the altar to begin the prayers at the foot of the altar, all should kneel. Please stand again for the reading of the Holy Gospel with the Dominus Probiscum just before the Gospel begins. And after the sermon, if there is one, remain standing during the Nicene Creed. After the Creed, we come to the offertory. The priest will say Dominus Probiscum and the Ecum Spiri Tutuo Oremus. If the Creed has been prayed, remain standing until the offertory from the proper of the Mass has been read, and then sit for the offertory prayers, beginning with the Suscipipe Sancte Pater Omnipotens Aeterni Deus. If the Creed has not been prayed, then you sit immediately after the Oremus, which would be for the offertory prayer from the proper of the Mass. After the preface for today's Mass has been prayed, just when the three bells ring for the Sanctus, 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 please kneel. After receiving Holy Communion, the priest says the prayer, quod ori sumptimus. At the end of this prayer, please be seated while the priest purifies his fingers with wine and water, while he recites the prayer, Corpus Tuum Domine. After the communion and post-communion prayers, please kneel at the beginning of the Placet Tibi Sancta Trinitas, and then stand again for the last Gospel with the Dominus Vobiscum Ecum Spiri Tutuo. After the last Gospel, Deo Gratias, please kneel for the prayers recited after Low Mass. Then please stand while the priest leaves the altar and returns to the sacristy. Let us together review some of the rubrics from Handbook of Ceremonies for Priests and Seminarians by Father John Baptist Moliere. These rubrics are in conformity with the most recent decree of the Sacred Congregation of Rites of 1955 and 1956. The book has an imprimi potest by Joseph P. Fisher and an imprimatur martyr by Joseph E. Ritter, Archbishop of St. Louis, June 1, 1956. Under Title II, Changes in the Calendar, the rank and rite of the semi-double is suppressed. Liturgical days now listed on calendars as semi-doubles are observed as of simple rite, except the Vigil of Pentecost, which is raised to the rank of a double. The Sundays of Advent and Lent, and the other Sundays up to Low Sunday and Pentecost Sunday as well, are observed as doubles of the first class. They take precedence over every other feast, both in occurrence and in concurrence. When a first-class feast occurs on the second, third, and fourth Sunday of Advent, Masses of the feast are permitted. The conventual Mass, however, must be that of the Sunday. Sundays which until now have been celebrated as semi-doubles are raised to the rank of doubles. For the time being, however, the antiphons are not doubled. When the office and Mass of a Sunday are not said on that Sunday, they are neither anticipated nor resumed. If a feast of any title or mystery of our Lord should occur on a Sunday throughout the year, the feast itself takes the place of the Sunday which is only commemorated. Vigils. The privileged vigils are those of Christmas and Pentecost. The common vigils are those of Our Lord's Ascension, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. John the Baptist, Saints Peter and Paul, and St. Lawrence. All other vigils, even those listed on particular calendars, are suppressed. Common vigils, which occur on a Sunday, are not anticipated, but are omitted. Octaves. Only the octaves of Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost are observed. All others, whether found in the universal calendar or in particular calendars, are suppressed. Days within the octaves of Easter and Pentecost are raised to the rank of doubles. They take precedence over all feasts, and they do not admit of commemorations. The days within the octave of Christmas, although raised to the double right, are celebrated as at present. On days from January 2nd to the 5th, unless some feast should occur, the liturgy is that of the current ferial day with the simple rite. In the office, the antiphons and psalms for all the hours and the verse of the nocturne are those of the current day of the week, as in the Psalter. The rest is as on the first day of January, except the lessons, which are the scripture lessons of the day with their own responsories. The Te Deum is also said. The conclusion of the hymns and the versicle in the short response at prime are as on Christmas Day. The Mass is that of January 1st without the Credo and without the proper Communicantes, votive low Masses, as well as Conditione low Masses for the dead, are forbidden. The days from January 7th to 12th become ordinary per annum ferial days with simple rite, and the octave of the Epiphany is suppressed. In the office, the antiphons and psalms for all the hours and the versicle of the nocturne are those of the current day of the week as given in the Psalter. The rest is as on the feast of the Epiphany, except for the lessons, which are the scripture lessons of the day with their own responsories. The Te Deum is said. The conclusion of the hymns and the versicle at prime are those of the Epiphany. The Mass is that of the Epiphany without the Credo and without the proper Communicantes, votive low Masses, as well as Conditione low Masses for the dead, are forbidden. On January 13th occurs the commemoration of the baptism of Our Lord Jesus Christ with the rite of a double major. The office and Mass are set as now found in the octave day of the Epiphany. However, if the commemoration of the baptism of Our Lord Jesus Christ should fall on a Sunday, then the Feast of the Holy Family is observed without any commemoration. The first epistle to the Corinthians is begun, Initium Panitur, on the preceding Saturday. The days after the feast of Our Lord's Ascension, up to but not including the vigil of Pentecost, become ferial days of Paschaltide with simple rite. In the office, the antiphons and psalms for all the hours and the versicle of the nocturnes are those of the current day of the week, as in the Psalter. The rest of the office is that of Our Lord's Ascension, except for the lessons, which are the scripture lessons of the day with their own responsories. The conclusion of the hymns and the versicle at prime are those of the Feast of the Ascension. The Mass is that of the same feast, without the Credo and without the proper Communicantes. On the Vigil of Pentecost, nothing is to be changed. The days of the suppressed octave of Corpus Christi, as well as those of the suppressed octave of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, become ordinary ferial days. On the Sundays, formerly within the octaves of Ascension, Corpus Christi, and of the Sacred Heart, the office is said as at present. Saints' Feast Days. Saints' Feasts, kept as semi-doubles up till now are to be celebrated as simple rite. Saints' feasts kept as simples up till now are reduced to a commemoration without the historical lesson. On the ferial days of Lent and Passiontide, from Ash Wednesday until the Saturday before Palm Sunday, when any feast not of the first or second class occurs, both the office in private recitation and the Mass may be said either of the ferial days or of the feast. Title 3, Commemorations. What is said here about commemorations holds both for the office and for the Mass, in cases of occurrence as well as of concurrence. The following commemorations must never be omitted and have absolute precedence. 1. Of a Sunday. 2. Of a first-class feast. 3. Of the ferial days of Advent and Lent. 4. Of the Ember days of September. 5. Of the Greater Litanies. Other commemorations which may occur are admissible, provided that the orations do not exceed 3 in number. Besides and after the commemorations listed above, this is the rule for commemorations. A. No commemoration is allowed on Sundays of the first class, on first-class feasts, on privileged ferial days, and privileged vigils, nor in sung masses, nor in solemn votive masses. B. Only one commemoration is allowed on second-class feasts and on other Sundays. C. Only two commemorations are allowed on all other days, whether feast or ferial days. Commemorated feasts no longer enjoy: A. In the office, their own versicle in the short responsory at prime, and their own doxology in the hymns, except on the days mentioned above. For the Epistle and the Gospel. If in the Missal a definite Epistle has been assigned from the Common, or a definite Gospel, or a definite Mass to be said as given, it is not allowed to change them at liberty. However, according to the special rubric given in the Missal before the Common of one martyr, if the Mass is to be taken from the Common, and no definite Epistle or Gospel has been assigned, the priest may choose the Epistle and Gospel as given in the Mass, or any of those given at the end of each Common. Thus, on the Feast of St. Francis de Sales, January 29th, the Mass of which is taken from the Common, the Epistle may be either Testificor, as given in the Mass, or Eustis, as given after the Common of a Doctor. This rubric, however, does not apply to Requiem Masses. The Gradual. Generally, the Gradual is followed by two Alleluias, a versicle, and a third Alleluia. This third Alleluia is added after the sequence, if there be one. On the ferial days of Advent and on some others, the Gradual only is said. From Septimagesima to Easter, there is a tract instead of the Alleluia end verse. During the Easter time, the Gradual is omitted, and its place is taken by four Alleluias and a versicle. The sequence. Sequences occur only in the Masses of Easter, Pentecost, Corpus Christi, and both feasts of the Seven Sorrows of the Blessed Virgin. The sequence must be said in all Masses, both high and low, during the octave of the Feasts of Easter and Pentecost. The sequence is not said in votive Masses. The sequence, Dies Irae, must be said, 1. In the Mass, in Die obitus seu de positionis presente cadavere, vel etiam as absente ab rationabilem causam. 2. On All Souls' Day, but only once, in the principal Mass, and otherwise in the first Mass. 3. The Dies Irae may be said or sung in all other Requiem Masses as well, though there is no obligation to do so. The Credo. The Credo is said, 1. On all Sundays and first-class feasts, 2. On all feasts of our Lord and of the Blessed Virgin Mary, 3. On the natal feasts of the Apostles. The natal feasts are the anniversaries of their death or burial, known as their birthdays, hence on them they were born anew for heaven. Hence the Credo is said only on the anniversary day of an Apostle's death, not on any of the other feasts, such as the chair of St. Peter at Rome, January 18th, the conversion of St. Paul, January 25th, the chair of St. Peter at Antioch, February 22nd, St. John before the Latin Gate, May 6th, the commemoration of St. Paul, June 30th, St. Peter in Chains, August 1st. Back to the Credo is said, 4. On the Feast of the Evangelists, 5. On the Feast of the Doctors of the Universal Church, 6. In solemn votive masses which are sung, commemorated feasts no longer enjoy a credo in the mass in which they are merely commemorated. The credo is not said on the days during the suppressed octaves of Epiphany, Ascension, Corpus Christi, Sacred Heart, and the like. The Preface, General Rule. 1. That preface is said which is proper to the mass being said. 2. If there is no preface proper to the Mass, the seasonal preface is said, such as the Lenten preface, Easter preface, and the like. 3. In all other cases, the common preface is said. Part B, Particular Cases and Exceptions. 1. The preface of the Most Holy Trinity is considered as proper to the Sunday Mass during the year, when there is no seasonal preface. 2. Commemorated feasts no longer enjoy their own proper preface in the Mass in which they are commemorated. 3. On the feast of the dedication of a church or any other feast of our Lord which has no proper preface, for example, August 6th, Feast of the Transfiguration, the common preface is to be said, but during Eastertide, the preface of Easter is to be said. 4. The preface of the Nativity is said during the octave of Christmas in all Masses in which the octave is commemorated, even though the Mass has a proper preface. For instance, on the Feast of St. John, Apostle and Evangelist, the preface of the Nativity is said. 5. Since the preface of the Apostles is not proper to feasts of canonized popes, but was borrowed from the common of the Apostles, that preface will no longer be said on such feasts, for instance, on the Feast of St. Pius X, Pope, September 3rd, the common preface will be said. Part C, Practical Applications of New Rules of the 15 prefaces now given in the Roman Missal. 1. The Preface of the Nativity. A. It is said, from Christmas to Epiphany, on the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus, on the Feast of the Purification. B. It is not said, on the Feast of the Transfiguration, on the Feast of Corpus Christi, in votive masses of these feasts, in votive masses of the Blessed Eucharist. 2. The Preface of the Epiphany. A. It is said, on the Feast of the Epiphany, from the 7th to the 13th of January. B. It is not said in votive masses of the Holy Family. 3. The Lenten Preface. It is said from Ash Wednesday to the Saturday before Passion Sunday inclusive, as well as on feast days occurring during this time, even though they have their own proper preface, but are only commemorated. But if the Mass of a saint having its own proper preface is said, that proper preface must also be said. Thus, on February 24th, the feast of St. Matthias Apostle, the preface will be that of the Apostles, not of Lent. Number 4, the preface of the Holy Cross, Passion Tide. It is said, from Passion Sunday up to Holy Thursday exclusive, as well as on feast days occurring during this season, but which are only commemorated, even though they have their own proper preface. But if the feast day Mass is said and the variant commemorated, the preface proper to the feast is to be said. Thus, on the Friday before Palm Sunday, one may say the ferial Mass and commemorate the Feast of the Seven Sorrows of Our Lady, in which case the preface will be that of the cross. But if one says the Mass of the Seven Sorrows of Our Lady and commemorates the ferial day, the preface will be that of the Blessed Virgin. The preface of the cross is also said in Masses of the Holy Cross, of the Passion of Our Lord, of the Precious Blood, and of Our Lord Jesus Christ, Eternal High Priest. Number 5, the Easter Preface. It is said from Holy Saturday to Ascension exclusive, as well as on feasts occurring during that time, unless they have their own proper prefaces. 6, Preface of the Ascension. It is said from Ascension Thursday to the Vigil of Pentecost exclusively, and on feasts which occur at that time, unless they have their own proper preface. Number 7, Preface of the Most Sacred Heart. It is said on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, as well as in votive Masses of the same Sacred Heart. Preface of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King. It is said on the Feast Day Mass, as well as in votive Masses of Christ, King. Preface of the Holy Ghost. It is said from the Vigil of Pentecost to the following Saturday inclusive, and in votive Masses of the Holy Ghost. 10, Preface of the Most Holy Trinity. It is said on the Feast of and in votive Masses of the Most Holy Trinity, as well as on all Sundays of the year, unless there is a proper seasonal preface, such as that for Lent, Easter, and the like. 11, Preface of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is said on Feast of the Blessed Virgin, except that of the Purification, and in votive Masses of the Blessed Virgin. 12, Preface of Saint Joseph. It is said on Feasts of Saint Joseph, as well as in votive Masses in his honor. 13, Preface of the Apostles. It is said on the Feast of the Apostles and Evangelists, except that of Saint John, December 27th, as well as in votive Masses in their honor. It is not said on the Feasts of Holy Popes, nor the Mass of the Creation or Crowning of the Pope, nor on either anniversary. 14, Common Preface. It is said on all feasts occurring during the week, and on all ferial days throughout the year which have no proper preface of their own. 15, Preface of the Dead. It is said in all Requiem Masses or Masses for the Dead. Part 10, the Communicantes. There are 5 proper Communicantes given in the Missal. They are to be said as follows. 1, Christmas, December 25th to January 1st inclusive, not said from January 2nd to the 5th inclusive. 2, Epiphany, on that feast only, not said from January 7th through the 12th. 3, Easter, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday, and throughout Easter week to Low Sunday exclusive. 4, Ascension, on that feast only, not on the days following it. 5, Pentecost, Vigil of Pentecost, Pentecost Sunday, throughout the week to Saturday inclusive. A proper Honcigitur, common to both Easter and Pentecost, is to be used on these feasts, on their vigils, and throughout their octaves, up to Saturday inclusive. Part 11, the Last Gospel. The Last Gospel is always the beginning of the Gospel according to St. John, except in 2 cases. 1, since this beginning of the Gospel of St. John is the regular Gospel of the 3rd Mass on Christmas Day, at the end of this Mass, the Gospel of the Mass for Epiphany is read as the Last Gospel. 2, on Palm Sunday, except for the Mass which is preceded by the blessing of the palms. The last Gospel is taken from the blessing of the palms. Appendix, privileged solemn voted Mass of the Sacred Heart. In 1889, Pope Leo XIII granted the privilege of singing or saying one votive Mass in honor of the Sacred Heart on the first Friday of the month in all churches and oratories in which, with the approval of the bishop, special devotions are held in the morning in honor of the Sacred Heart. This Mass, even when said, sine cunctu, has the character of a solemn votive Mass properly so called, but with certain limitations. Hence the Gloria is always said, but the Credo only in sung Masses. A commemoration of a major feria, as well as of a collecta imperata pro re gravi, must be made. This solemn votive Mass of the Sacred Heart is not allowed, 1. On all feasts of Christ our Lord, even though only commemorated, as well as on the Feast of the Purification, which is considered as a feast of our Lord. On all these days, in place of the votive Mass of the Sacred Heart, a solemn votive Mass of the occurring feast or vigil, without a commemoration of the Sacred Heart, is allowed. 2. On January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, or 5th, on which day the Mass of the Feast of the Circumcision, January 1st, may be said as a solemn votive Mass without the commemoration of the Sacred Heart. 3. From the Friday after Ascension up to the Vigil of Pentecost exclusively, on which days the Mass of the Ascension is said as a solemn votive Mass without any commemoration of the Sacred Heart. 4. On All Souls' Day, on which both the votive Mass of the Sacred Heart is forbidden as well as any commemoration of it. 5. On Feast of the First Class, not of Christ our Lord, within the octave of Pentecost, on which days the votive Mass as well as any commemoration of it is forbidden. 6. In churches in which the burden of the conventual Mass obliges and cannot be fulfilled through other priests. 7. Likewise, on holy days of obligation, in parochial churches having only one Mass. The Mass to be said as a solemn votive Mass on the first Friday is the Mass to the Feast of the Sacred Heart, Cogitationis Cordis Eius. There is a special offertory and communion for the Easter season with the proper preface at all times. Outside the Easter season, the Alleluia is omitted at the introit, offertory, and communion. The color of the vestments is white, and if the Mass is a low Mass, the prayers prescribed by Pope Leo XIII may be omitted at the end. Votive Mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In answer to the unanimous request of the hierarchy of the United States, voiced in their annual meeting held in Washington, November 1953, and proposed and recommended to His Holiness Pope Pius XII by His Excellency Archbishop Cicognani, Apostolic Delegate, to permit throughout the United States the celebration of the Votive Mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary on the first Saturday of each month, the Sacred Congregation of Rites, by reason of a very special faculties given to it by the same Most Holy Father, on January 8, 1954, granted, for the period of 5 years, permission to celebrate one and only one votive Mass of the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the first Saturday of each month, in all churches and oratories, provided that some pious exercise is also held in honor of the Mother of God. This votive Mass, however, is forbidden, 1. On the feast of the first and second class, 2. On the vigils of Christmas and Pentecost, 3. On the Saturday of the octave of Easter and of Pentecost, 4. On any other feast or vigil of the same Blessed Virgin Mary. For the rest, the rubrics shall be observed. Thank you for listening. May the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph grant us the grace to follow these rubrics and always assist at Holy Mass, and if not available to us, to pray our Mass prayers with great fervor, devotion, and piety. Ora pro nobis. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Copies of this tape and other Catholic books, music, and prayers are available from Patrick Henry, Route 2, Box 957, Safford, Arizona, 85. 85- 546. That address again, Patrick Henry, Route 2, Box 957, Safford, 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 Arizona, 85546.